listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get quick tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and a creative writing instructor. You can find more about me at blairhurley.com and on Twitter at bhurley. This week's writing tip is remember what's at stake. This is a year for anger. Whether you're a woman, a person of color, an LGBT person, an immigrant person, or any intersection of these marginalized identities, there are so many reasons to be angry about the world that we live in right now. Anger fundamentally comes from knowing that there is something to lose and that the stakes for your life or for the world are high. Only people who have the luxury of living without loss can afford not to be angry. And yet sometimes when we're writing, we forget this simple truth about anger and about stakes. We write stories in which affectless people drift through vaguely uncomfortable scenes, uncertain of what they want or what they might be about to lose. We end up with bland, milquetoast scenes without urgency. So today I'm reminding you to get in touch with your anger again, or to make sure your character is in touch with hers. What does she have to lose? And why would that make her angry? What sort of dreadful consequences are lurking just around the corner in this story? What other shoe is waiting to drop? Write a scene today in which your character is angry, but angry for real reasons, because a job or relationship or next month's rent is really, truly at stake. Show us how and why the loss might happen, and show us how your character expresses anger. Anger is another one of those emotions that really reveals a lot about who your character is, what they consider worth getting angry about, and what they're afraid to lose. The flip side of anger is fear a lot of the time. So when I'm talking about raising the stakes in your story, it could come about because your character's angry about something, or that anger could be a way of masking the fears that your character has about what they have to lose. So anger, fear, and the stakes of the story are often wrapped up intimately with each other. Try to think about what your character is afraid of as well and what they're afraid to lose. And if you find yourself writing scenes in which your character doesn't really have anything to lose or there isn't the risk of loss, then you may be struggling with urgency there and missing some much needed urgency in your story. This week's reading recommendation is The Lost Children's Archive by Valeria Luiselli. I loved this book. It's powerful and strange. It's using a somewhat experimental format in which the alternating chapters are from the perspective of an artist who's trying to record sounds around the country, and the children of that artist, and the wife of that artist, who is an artist herself. They're all traveling around the country or on their way to certain key spots where the character wants to record sounds. And at the same time, we're also getting sections from the perspective of some very young children who are undocumented immigrants. They're trying to cross the border, or they've been sent on across the border, or they've been detained in an immigration detention facility. There's a lot that's harrowing in this book, but what I'm so impressed by in this book as well is how the writer has kept her emotions restrained and allowed you to form your own judgments about what is truly heartbreaking about this situation or that situation. She is unclouded by analysis or judgment here, and it becomes all the more heartbreaking as a result. Thanks for listening. The Writerly Bites podcast will be back with micro tips to make your writing better. It's produced by me, Blair Hurley. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and visit the website at writerlybites.com. Email me at writerlybitespodcast@gmail.com with your favorite tips or questions about the writing life, which I'd love to tackle in future episodes. Thank you.